You're here already? You scared me. I thought we were getting robbed. Wasn't expecting you back so early. Did you forget your phone? No? Wait. This was the date from that app, right? Oh. So I take it that things didn't go well. Come sit here. So what happened? A bad joke? A marriage proposal? What? She never even showed up? Are you sure she didn't get lost or something? What excuse did she give you when she called? She blocked you? Oh, man. I know you probably don't want to hear this, but what kind of a jerk just ghosts someone like that? It's ridiculous. Hey, are you alright? I'm sorry. Maybe it's a little too soon for me to badmouth the girl, but you know what? I'll just give you some space and go back to my room. Are you sure? Okay, if you really want me to, I'll stay. I made sangria. Let me get some for you. Not to keep bashing the girl, but that one time I met her, she seemed kind of flaky to me. I don't know. She just gave me a sketchy vibe. Oh, I'm not a good judge of character. Really? Give me one example. You're never gonna let me live that down, are you? One time, I bought a date home and went to the bathroom. And when I came back, I ended up missing $300. Damn, I still regret trusting that idiot. Ugh, he gave the worst vibes too. I learned a valuable lesson though. Never keep that much cash in one place and think with my brain instead of my hormones. Here, taste this. It's incredible, isn't it? Just okay? I'll let that slide just this once, because I know you're having a bad night. You got all dressed up and you're looking good for nothing. No, I didn't mean it that way. I meant the hair, the outfit, and, you know, everything. It's not every day that I see you like this. That's all. So, anyways, the point I was trying to make was dating can sometimes be complicated, you know? People are complex. You can do everything right, but if the other person doesn't do their part, it just won't work. And when that happens, the only thing you can do is to get back out there and try again in your own time. I don't know. Maybe that is why I'm single right now. I was out there before, but one day I realized it just wasn't fun anymore. You meet someone, you go out for a while, you break up and do it all over again. Like running on a hamster wheel. Constantly moving but getting nowhere. I'm much happier right now with my work, my hobbies, and with you. You know, hanging out. Because you're such a good roommate. You always pay your half of the rent on time. You never leave dishes in the sink or a mess. And most importantly, you always know how to make me laugh. What am I gonna do when you move out? Well, of course at some point you'll leave. What? After tonight, you'll never leave? Oh, don't be like that. Tonight was a bust, but eventually you're gonna meet someone and have a storybook romance, and you're gonna live happily ever after. And I'll still be here on this couch drinking sangria. What? Yeah, of course you can ask me anything. Yes, and I will tell you the truth. What is it? When I said you look good, did I mean it? Oh God, I'm digging myself into such a deep hole tonight. Of course I meant it. You're cute. A total catch. Is that what you want to hear? Oh, you meant, do I think of you in a romantic way? Well, I did say I'd be honest with you. If I tell you this, do you promise not to think of me as some kind of a creep? Okay, here it goes. So, do you remember that one time when I accidentally walked in on you taking a shower? Yeah, ever since then, I kinda started to like you. Yeah, I know, it's pretty ridiculous. I think you've had enough to drink for one night. I'm going to bed now. Why? Because if I stay here with you any longer, I won't have any secrets or dignity left. Besides, you seem to be in a better mood now. My work here is done. Good night. What? What are you doing? Let go of my arm. Why not? Really? You're gonna whisper it to me? Okay, I'll get closer. Gosh. Now what do you want? Even closer? No, I don't want to get any closer. Because we're impossibly close already. We might as well be kissing. Oh. Is that what this is all about? I confess to you one of my deepest secrets, and now you instantly want to kiss? You know what? Fine. If it will get you to stop asking me such embarrassing questions and go to bed, then yes, I'll do it. I mean, I highly doubt you're going to remember this tomorrow anyways. Now close your eyes. Such a goofball. No, all the way closed. Yes, please. Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Wow, you got your kiss. Now, go to bed. All right. That's not fair, is it? That was completely unexpected. Wait, where are you going? Yeah, I wanted to go to bed, but not if you're mad at me. What is it? You're right. That probably wasn't the best choice of words. Obviously, I've been having a lot of difficulty with that tonight. What I meant to say was the kiss was unexpected, but in a good way. Unexpected, but not wanted. not unwanted. Sorry, did I just say that? That made it sound way worse. Trust me, it was very much wanted. Now, come back over here. You have no idea how long I've wanted to do that. It's kind of scary, crossing that line. Having so much to gain and so much to lose at the same time. Maybe everything will work out perfectly and we'll be telling the story at family reunions for the next 50 years. That is, if you want me for the next 50 years. Maybe it won't work out and I'll be looking for a new roommate. But what I know right now is I'm willing to take the chance, no matter what ends up happening. What about you? Hey, hello. Oh, for the love of, do you just fall asleep in my arms? Standing up? I guess it really is time for bed. I'll just put you here on the couch and put my arm behind you. Then we can wake up together and get breakfast. Best night ever.